This is a tune written in the Homeric style, transposed to music from the literature of Homer, the Odyssey mainly, transposed to oral storytelling, then transposed again into a different culture. So it's a complicated process for Tim, but one that the Arts Council of the Australia Council found very interesting. Not that they've been asked about it, but it's the sort of thing they would find interesting because it's a sort of a, well, I don't know, it's a very interesting concept. In it, in fact, the heroine, is Kyoko, who could in fact be Nausicaa, or Calypso, or Penelope, and but definitely wouldn't be one of the monsters like Schiller or Charybdis or anything like that, or the Sirens, because the whole sentimentality of the piece is made, given integrity by an overall removal of the cultural connections between a sort of iconoclastic look at things, if you can look at it that way, and a totally asexual post-innuendo and facile conservatism that's been constructed, then deconstructed in a way which I guess would be similar to the incredible gentleman who probably never heard of him, but he's a fantastic, incredible person who lives now in Berlin, and Peter Beyrer. And Peter has built his life around pulling and pushing the nuances of here, there, and everywhere, the post, the past, and the present, and the future. He hangs tightly onto the now while thrusting desperately backwards into the past and swimming like an Olympic swimmer into the future. And he said a few other things which I won't bore you with. This is called Slow Tune for Kyoko, and it's on our new recording. Do we have any?
Yeah, I've got a couple.
We have a couple of hot off the press, and on ABC Records it's called Sudden in a Shaft of Sunlight, and we have them here, and also we've got our last album at the bar. Here we go.